This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I just want to welcome you today because this is going to be a special show. It's going to be you and I together again, just the two of us, because no experts, no interviews today, just you and I. This is a show that I wanted to do for you in the beginning of 2024, but life happens. And so this is what you get from me today. This whole show is about the power of habits, but rather about how you can transform your life in 2024, of course, one routine at a time. Because we both know by now how small changes can have the biggest impact in our lives. Yes, habits, routines, they are the secret agents that shape your daily life and mine. They might seem small, but they have the biggest consequences, the results and impact on what we do and who we become. And this show is just about everything from stress to authentic success, who we are, who we become, the journey, the actual real journey to go from the one stress, sacrifice and struggle to living through authentic success. And habits can either help us to succeed in that journey, or hold us back. And so I just want to welcome you again to a day, a show, a journey where you and I, we are going to explore the magic of routines and habits. And it is all about understanding how habits work, how they affect your life, how you can use them to your advantage. And this is a show where I am going to take you absolutely back to basics. Whether you want to grow personally, improve your health, whatever you want to change in your life or control in your life, this is about the fundamentals that contribute to your own well-being, including physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and even financial aspects of your life. Because everything, you and I know that, everything is interconnected. And so I'm going to talk about some basic rules that you can incorporate into your daily life, into your structure. And you will see that if you really integrate it and implement it, it's going to reduce your overall stress levels, and it's going to give you more energy, more confidence, and more satisfaction and fulfillment in yourself and in your life. Isn't that what we all want and desire? Now, of course, I need to make you also a little bit accountable for your own actions, your changes, your habits, because I can only be your cheerleader, motivating you to turn these actions into daily habits, practices, and even into a lifestyle. So it's up to you. It's your choice. It's your decision whether or not you're going to integrate them and apply them. But I want to suggest to you that you stop waiting for someone else to fix you, to fix your life. Because your first and foremost task in this whole journey of life is to become your healthiest self, whatever that means for you, and to be the best possible version of you. The rest, that's what authentic success is about, will follow naturally. So you and I, we wake up every single day for a new opportunity for growth. And here in this show, this growth to be who you want to be is a daily choice. And that's what I want to go over with you about all the routines, the how we can nourish our mind, our body, and our soul to create that balance, that inner peace, and that fulfillment that we so desire. And I've achieved in my practice and in my own life such beautiful transformative results with clients, with myself. Once you understand the importance of establishing those daily routines that I'm going to talk about in your personal and in your professional life. So these routines can be highly effective, really, really highly effective. And I know it's an individual journey, which means that, as you'll say, that you can choose and implement whatever practice that you prefer and make them enjoyable, because otherwise you're not going to continue. The consistency and the persistence is the most important thing here. So with a little break just now, I'm going to start talking to you about the morning routines, the day routines, and the evening routines. And I suggest that you take one of these routines for a week, like one in one category, the morning, one daytime routine, and one evening routine. And let's see what the result of that can be. And so don't skip a day. Just do them for like 7 days, for a week in a row, or 10 days, and see what they do to you. And before I'm going to leave you for the little break, there's one thing I want to mention to you that might be an important step in your life. And that is to go either to my Instagram account, DanielleSachs_, or to my LinkedIn page, DanielleSachs. And there you can see my registration for my masterclass, because my masterclass is going to be a deep dive into all those secrets about authentic success, into what I have learned in my 25 journey of healing from stress to authentic success. I'm going to share the biggest betrayal, the major misconceptions, the secrets to true success, my ha-ha moment in my own journey. All these things are in the masterclass. And I'm going to give you there an opportunity to work with me on a deeper level. And so all we are talking about today is just the basic stuff, the routine stuff. But there are so many other strategies that I want to show you. And I'm doing that in the masterclass and in the opportunity that comes in the next weeks to come. So I'm going to give a little break, and then we'll start talking about the morning, the daily time, and the evening routines that you and I, we can choose to implement, to integrate in our lives.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And as said, this show is all about transforming your life in 2024, one routine at a time. We are talking about the power of habits and how these small changes can transform your life, because it's the small changes that give the biggest results. And so let me talk about the morning routines for you to start your day energetically. Now,
You can choose from any of the following to integrate them in your daily morning routine. I'm just going to give them to you, and it is up to you to, you know, to choose for yourself which ones appeal to you and then put them into practice. The first one that I have been practicing for a long, long time is the RPM. It is Deepak Chopra who taught me when I was doing his, you know, training to be a meditation coach. It said RPM is rise, pee, and meditate. So choose to meditate at the very start of your day. That is the best moment of the day. And please believe me that it doesn't have to be 20 minutes or half an hour. Whether it is 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 11 minutes, it is always worth your time to invest in meditation practice early in the morning. Rise, pee, and meditate. I really love that. And then we talk about hydration. It is so essential to begin your day with by drinking a glass of water, possibly with some lemon juice in it, you know, a few drops of lemon, but it is to rehydrate your body and your brain after a night's rest. It is really, really crucial to do that. You and I, we both know that our body exists of more than 70, 75% of water. So the hydration is really important from the moment we wake up. And the third one that I'm mentioning is the gratitude journal. Now, I use that little strategy and that little routine since I have been so ill, and it has transformed my life. A gratitude journal, just writing down 5 to 10 things you're grateful for, whether it's in the past, in the present, or in the future, it keeps you maintaining that positive perspective, and it sets you up for the universe hearing how grateful you are. The universe will send back a lot of things that you can be grateful for. And take a moment to be mindful and bring your mind into the present. There's nothing more important, instead of starting directly your day, to really take the day in as a gift, because today is never guaranteed. We need to start appreciating more the joy and the magic of living today. That is such a beautiful practice to do. And so another one is to set your intention for the day. I combine them all because it all goes one into another. From your gratitude, you can take a moment to be mindful and, you know, get into the present. And then you can set your intention for the day. Where's your focus? What is your goal for today? Maybe even starting with making your bed already is a first win at the start of the day to give you that confidence, that empowering feeling of I've done already something, I've achieved already something. Those little things can make such a difference in your life. And another one is, of course, exercise or movement. And I always say it doesn't have to be a 50-minute workout. It can be small things. Choose a form of exercise that gets you active and in shape for the rest of the day, whether it's walking, whether it's cycling, whether it's doing a few fitness training exercises, whether it is going for a run or some yoga exercises with breathing, or even the 5 Tibetans. I always advise to my clients, if they don't have a specific movement or exercise in the, you know, in the morning, I advise them to do the 5 Tibetans. You can look it up. It is a beautiful routine that doesn't take too much time, but that includes every single muscle, every single organ in your body. So the 5 Tibetans for me has been one of my most powerful forms of exercise in the morning. Of course, you can also do dry skin brushing. When you've done your exercise, it is sometimes really, really beneficial to do some dry skin brushing, which stimulates the blood circulation and helps, of course, exfoliate the skin. And I then afterwards take a good cold shower or an ice bath you can take, but I don't have an ice bath here, but I take a very, very cold shower. It's so good for my immune system, for building resistance. And it's actually amazing to feel that sensation in your body. So you go straight away into your body, not in your head. And so it's all about taking care of ourselves and seeing and feeling what makes us feel more alive. What gives us that kick, that confidence, that empowering feeling of, yes, here I am. I'm starting my day. Of course, certainly for women, it is important to take care of our face, our teeth, our tongue. Some people in the Ayurveda advise us to do tongue scraping. I often forget it, but I often do it as well. And take care of our body with the necessary attention, meaning using certain creams or certain body lotion. Just again, hydrate your skin. Your skin is your biggest organ, and we sometimes forget that. So that is also a very, very important routine that you can do. Another one in the morning that we sometimes, I think, underestimate is to dress in clothing that do represent who you are and who you want to be. I don't know about your closet, but when you open your closet, I am sure that there's a lot of clothes that don't really feel good on you or that don't really represent who you truly are. We often go for the same clothes that we feel good in. So make yourself a promise of only putting on the clothes that represent who you are and who you want to be. For different occasions, of course, you can do a different style, but I, for one, am very, very aware that my clothing does make a difference in my feeling, in my attitude, in my behavior. If I feel good in how I'm dressed, I'm much more empowered and much more in my authentic true self. I feel who I am and who I want to be. So that is maybe something that you haven't heard a lot before, but it can really make a difference in your life. Now, once you are dressed, I don't know about you, what you do in the morning, but so many people I hear in my practice start with the news or start reading the newspaper, you know, while they have a cup of coffee, or that kind of habit is not mine anymore. I always, in the morning, really, really consciously read or listen to something that really inspires and empowers me for the rest of the day. Whether it's watching, you know, instead of watching the news and the negativity, I really get inspired with quotes, with a podcast, with some music, and I dance. It depends day by day, but I do know for myself that inspiring myself in the morning with something positive really helps me. Really helps me to have that feeling of being fulfilled, being confident, standing in my own authentic power, all these things. And then, of course, finally, one morning routine is either having a really good breakfast with proteins and fibers to nourish and energize you, or you can also practice intermittent fasting if you prefer. I do quite a lot of intermittent fasting in the morning, certainly during the week, and then probably Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when I exercise a bit more, or when I have an amazing good breakfast to nourish my body. And so these are all routines for you that I do early in my morning before I start working. My working day starts not before 9 o'clock because I do find my morning routine so important to me. And so that is quite sacred. And I trust that this gives you a few tips on how your daily routine can influence and even transform your life, your being, your authentic self, your authentic power. And so let me mention also the daily routines that I introduce regularly into my day. I don't always have the time, but really it is as important as your morning routines. And so I'm just going to mention them, some strategies, some routines that really help me to be that best version of myself during the day. One of the first ones is I prepare myself. I regulate my emotions before I actually get into the outside world, get into the coaching with clients or writing an article or doing, you know, preparing a speech or whatever it is that I want to create or that I meet people in the outside world. I really go and regulate my emotions, my inner world. I accept the yesterday as it was. I let go of what hasn't served me and I make the best intention of today. So it is a practice of self-regulation. Actually, during the whole day, whatever people say, whatever you see, whatever your situation you are in, it is a beautiful practice of self-regulation. And during stressful moments or situations, I always know that it is important to strengthen my vagus nerve, which is the biggest nerve in our body, which helps you relax. And so I do it by either singing, humming, like in my car, I will so often sing along with the music or hum the song, because all these things, it's like practicing mindfulness and breathing exercises. It all helps us to handle stress, to avoid even more stress or more being in that survival modus, and it improves our focus. Sometimes I even suggest to my clients to use the SOS toilet strategy, which is if you are in a situation and you can feel yourself in overwhelm or in overdrive due to a certain circumstance or situation, then I advise you to go to the toilet, even if you don't need the toilet. Just take a toilet break when necessary to go and regulate and to go and have that moment for yourself to practice mindfulness or breathing or singing or humming. You have so many possibilities there. And of course, during the day, anyone who is guided by me in their journey to be their authentic self, I really, really suggest them to be their true self, to be honest, to be vulnerable, to express your own feelings and needs. Don't expect someone else to know exactly what you are feeling or needing. Be that vulnerable self, that authentic self that you express. You are worthy of it, of expressing your own feelings and needs. And of course, it's always been one of my missions and passions to be of service, to be meaningful. Make your day a day of service, of significance, of meaning, because we often do it because we seek recognition or approval, but it is so essential to start giving. Living is giving. I think it's Tony Robbins who says it all the time. Living is giving and giving is living. So be of service. Make your life meaningful to others. And of course, that doesn't mean that you don't need to set boundaries for yourself. You have the birthright to set boundaries, to say no to others and yes to yourself. Because as I always say, you are your best investment always. And so think about the oxygen mask. It's all about self-care practices here, what we're doing. This whole show is actually talking about holistic self-care, about practices that you can do in the morning, midday, and evening to make yourself, you know, feeling fulfilled and still energized and not drained and completely overwhelmed and in overdrive. So use technology wisely, of course. Make technology like a powerful tool that makes your life easier, but not a destructive tool that depletes you, that even sucks your energy more, because you're going to compare yourself to others. You're going to see what others are doing. And then it's important. It's important to realize that. Stop making yourself less than someone else and start really doing your own thing, being your own self. Be also aware of your posture and your behavior and your attitude. That is something I can tell you, that is something that has helped me a lot, because I was really holding my whole body. My behavior came out of contraction and not out of openness and expansion and love. Just before I got ill, when I see myself in pictures, I can see that my whole posture was in contraction. So it is a real good advice to really look at yourself in the mirror or on photos or on videos on how you hold yourself. What energy are you radiating? So another one that is pure self-care and back to basics is to hydrate regularly. Of course, we all know that 4 to 6 glasses a day is necessary to hydrate your body, your brain, your mind. And so that is a basic rule. And if you haven't done that yet, that is maybe one just to start off with, because anyone can handle drinking 6 glasses of water a day. And I even myself have been very, very consciously bringing back this habit, this routine in my life, because at a certain stage, I was really not drinking enough water. And it helps you. It helps you in anything. Sometimes the body gives you a signal, like headache, for example, and it's just because you are not hydrated. So just be aware of that little routine of drinking water every single day. And it seems also basic, and we've all heard it, but it's repetition, repetition, repetition. It is what you need for yourself. Find out, be conscious. What is it that you need to integrate in your life? About all these tips that I'm giving you today, just be, you know, be your comfortable self, but be uncomfortable in choosing some of these habits and to put it into action. As I said, during the day, not just in the morning, but during the day as well, you can nourish your mind and your body by reading or listening to positive information. Avoid all the drama, all the negativity. It is really, really essential that you nourish your body with good, positive, inspirational information. The same with the supplements. It is sometimes necessary, instead of just thinking about the food that you take into your body, it is, of course, also important to add some healthy nutrients if necessary, some supplements. And I'm not going to go into that more, but it can be really very, very useful for you. Also, you can choose your environment as much as possible as you can. That means surrounding yourself with people who have a positive intention and mindset. And that has made a huge difference in my life. When I was ill, I always was surrounded with people. I was finding groups who were also chronically ill, or I was listening to, you know, the people in the medical world. And it was always about the diagnosis, the chronic illness, the problems, the drama around it, instead of making myself in surround myself with people who were supporting me in a positive way, of what could happen, what could change, of the positivity around what was happening in my life, and not the drama and the negativity. Of course, everybody, and I think some people here might say, oh, that is such a basic thing, but I know when I was having chronic stress in my life, this little tip made a difference in my healing process. Engaging in a physical activity during the day. So not just engaging in it in the morning and thinking that's it, but I'm talking about movement, about just taking the stairs instead of the elevator, about taking a little walk in between your work, for example, for some sunlight, for some oxygen and fresh air, because they are all good for your vitamin D levels, for your mood, for your sleep in the evening. So it's also so beneficial after any meal. So all these things can really, really help you during the day. Now, before I end this little chapter, we've done the morning routines. We've done the daily routines. And already now, maybe you can feel how back to basics all these things are. I am sure that you know that you have heard before about those things that I've just mentioned to you. But the question is, are you doing them? Which ones can you pick up today to really put into action? And I'm not even finished yet. Just after the break, we're going to see the evening routines. And I can tell you, if you are going to apply what I'm saying here, take a few of them, take them out and just start, try them out, see what they do to your body, what they do to your mind, what they do to your whole life, your soul, because anything that I'm talking about here can truly transform your life if you put them into a daily practice. And I so wish that for you. So I'm going to take a little break and then we're going to take another look at the evening routines, which I have about another 10, I think, evening routines that you can apply one routine at a time that can change and transform your life this year. So I will have a little break now and come back to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the third part of this show, all around the small little changes that you and I can do, the little routines that can actually transform our lives in 2024. It is absolutely a beautiful thing to do, to install little small changes that will have a big result for you. And so I'm going over all the routines that I did in my healing journey, more than 25 years now, to go from stress to authentic success. And I've shared with you up until now the morning routines, the daytime routines, and here I am sharing with you the evening routines so you can conclude your day and promote a healthy, strong sleep hygiene, because that's what it's all about. And I am going to share with you a few of the routines that I have been testing out and really applying in my life and that have really helped me. The first one is, of course, around nutrition, having a light dinner in the evening and avoid eating anything after 8 p.m., to aid your digestion, of course. That is a basic thing, not to have the caffeine, the alcohol, the nicotine, and any other stimulants. Important to know is that it's all about preparing yourself and preparing your body and your mind to quiet down, to recuperate during the night. And so we can't do that if we overload it. The same thing with our emotions. It is important before you go to sleep that you might have just a diary and a gratitude journal to reflect on it, to write down your successes and reflect
even on your challenges. So you can create like a to-do list or a clarity list on what your priorities are for tomorrow. This can help you to process your thoughts and improve your sleep quality. I promise you that focusing on gratitude and on successes and to write them down at least 5 a day before you go to sleep will have an amazing impact on your life and on the next day. And so day by day, if you do these evening routines, they will help you. The same with maintaining regular sleep times. And it might all sound logical, but the question is, if we do them, do we go to bed and wake up in the morning at the same times every day, even on the weekends? It's all about the digital detox. Are we integrating the rule to avoid screen for 60 minutes before bedtime? So you can reduce all that exposure to stimulants, to blue light, to everything that stimulates our body and our mind. And so to develop that relaxing bedtime routine, such as reading, meditating, deep breathing, it can all have a huge impact. Even just listening to relaxing music or taking a warm bath, it relaxes our mind and it prepares our body to go and have a good night's sleep. Same routine with, like we did in the morning, with taking care of your face, your teeth, your body, with all the necessary attention. Attention is important. Attention for your energy, for your thoughts, for your body, for your skin, all these things. And you can even do a body scan to become aware of where the tension in your body is. Of course, you and I, we know how important the room, the energy in the bedroom can be. So no TV, have a good mattress. Invest in your bedroom with a good bed, a good mattress, with clean sheets, with a dark room, a cool room, so that you can really prepare to go to sleep slowly but surely. And so you can even do some breathing exercises to get yourself into that relaxed state. Once again, every routine that I'm mentioning here can be individually adapted to your own personal preferences. It is not my intention to overload you today. It is important that you take accountability and that you choose your own routines that are realistic and sustainable for your daily life. Try them out, whether it's a week or whether it's 21 days, because let's be authentic about this. You and I, we both know that habits are helping us, are building blocks for our daily routines, influencing everything around health and productivity and personal growth and well-being. So to understand how this all works and to start implementing them with intention, you are going to unlock your full potential and create a positive and lasting change. And I want to wrap up this show because, first of all, call to action is always an important thing. If you want to change anything in life, you need to take action. Listening to a show, reading a book is not taking action. It's not enough. You need to start integrating what inspires you, what motivates you. And so take that moment to reflect on what habits you are going to choose today from this show. And so integrate them, commit to them, for, as I said in the beginning, at least 7 days. The best thing is 21 days, but just do it on your rhythm, in your preference, in your personal well-being, that you feel good about installing these little routines. And so I'd love to hear how you have experienced changing your habits, transforming your life one routine at a time. And I trust that I will meet with you into my masterclass that is going on at the end of the month and that is going to be online for quite a while. So you can go either to my Instagram page, my LinkedIn page, even my website and register for an amazing masterclass all about from surviving, thriving, from stress to authentic success. And I'm going to share the biggest secrets that I have learned in my 25-year healing journey that I'm celebrating this whole year. So all for you, to inspire you, to motivate you. So I'm welcoming you. Thank you for listening to this show. And I trust to meet you in my masterclass on how to go from stress to authentic success, how to go from surviving to thriving. Have a great week. Welcome to another life. Transform your life one day at a time.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.